between parents. The only way I can take you back, Lord, is if we agree that you're just another parent. Well-intentioned, of course, but flawed like the rest of us. Either you've been too self-important, or your nuns just misrepresent you as a cruel God who rejects his children for wanting some portion of pleasure that does not include him. Why would eating the apple, a child saying, "No, Dad, I must do it my way," cause such an uproar? What parent doesn't understand that for a child to grow, she must test the ground she walks on? What father wouldn't understand this daughter's need to be good and to please and wouldn't reassure her? Why let her suffer? Why would you entrust her to nuns who'd applaud when she rejects her body's smoothness to honor you? Why would you want your child to hurt? What would you say if I did that to my son? Where is your human kindness? Why set such a glorious feast served on the table at the center of these legs and refuse me entry? Why season it with sensations if the feast is reserved for conception? You know as well as I do that there's no need to add orgasm or that absolute astonishment when that dark hallway is discovered and traveled. Sexual pleasure is superfluous in baby making. We participate in the act and bear the labor without the ecstasy. A child is gift enough, pleasure enough. Surely you know that.